It's the first safe transit point for those fleeing shelling and airstrikes. A parking lot outside a shopping mall, aptly named Epicenter. All day long, convoys of cars kept arriving. This one was the first of the day. Olena Gilbert was born in Russia. She could have left her hometown of Mariupol earlier, but she didn't.
All my relatives live in Russia. They are worried about me. They ask me to go there. I love them, but I won't be able to go. I won't stand it. When you are bombed, how can you forgive? There was the possibility to go to Russia. There are 3 buses daily that go to Donetsk. But many people want to go to Ukraine, and they don't know how.
Throughout the day, they just kept on arriving, mostly fleeing places like Kherson, Melitopol, Berdyansk, and other places under Russian control. Some were on their last legs. The UN convoy with the civilians evacuated from the Azovstal steel factory is also supposed to arrive here. But just as those who made it out are going through thorough security checks by the Ukrainians, those on board the buses are being vetted by the Russians. Under the safe passage agreement brokered by the UN, only women, children and the elderly are allowed to leave. About 100 civilians were rescued from the steelworks. They have been sheltering in tunnels and bunkers underneath the Soviet-era factory. Pale and exhausted, they crawled out of the rubble.
We need to carry out some sort of special operation because people are under the rubble. We hear them talking, but we can't lift the slabs. We wanted to clear the rubble outside the bunkers that block the entrance, but we can't because of the shelling.
The convoy is on the move, but as Olena Mosienko says, driving out of Mariupol involves several hurdles.
They kept us forever at the checkpoints. At the last checkpoint, they pushed us back and told us to come at 7 a.m. with a promise that we will cross. They let us through. The convoy was huge. There were a lot of people, but only 25 cars made it. The rest were turned back. A Russian soldier was shooting in the air. He warned us that next time, he will shoot to kill.
Russia wants to make sure soldiers hold up at the factory don't sneak out among the civilians. For those who make it, these are difficult but joyful moments. But to those still trapped in Mariupol, these are dark hours where the end is difficult to predict. Khoda Abdelhamid, Al Jazeera, Zaporizhia.